Marcia on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
There was only one chance left the night I drove back to London from Norfolk with Cutts and Margaret Ridgeway. We'd escaped with our lives by the merest chance, thanks to Margaret Ridgeway. And now I had to face the music with Colonel Fentress, because they weren't too satisfied at the embankment with the way I'd handled the whole affair. And you couldn't very well blame them for that. I had absolutely no standing in the hunt for Demetrius at all. I was on my own. Colonel Fentress was waiting at headquarters on the embankment, waiting in that room at the end of a long corridor.
Shut the door, will you, Keene? Where are Cutts and Miss Ridgeway?
Cutts has driven her home, sir.
You're in hot water, up to here.
Yes, sir.
You went careering off to Norfolk to grab this fellow Rubenstein against my express orders.
That's right, sir.
You didn't have the sense to take two or three cars and some men. You saw fit to go alone.
I was relieved. What men could I have taken?
You had no business to go at all. Our information led us to concentrate our chaps at Rubenstein's house. He didn't even get to the house. He was done away with at this quarry race. And you, Keene, actually had to walk straight into Demetrius' hands.
Let me assure you, Colonel, I took no pleasure in it.
You're supposed to be able to cope with situations like that. How the devil would you and Cutts have got on if this Ridgeway girl hadn't used her head and come on the scene at just the right moment?
I wouldn't be here.
And then, after she'd recovered the situation for you, you still had to let the fellow slip through your fingers, and Yachty Bloom, too. You know what happened at the roadblock?
Yes, sir.
Two constables badly knocked about, one not expected to recover. Demetrius disappeared into thin air again. No description of the man driving the car he escaped in. Not even the number of the car.
Look here, I can't be held responsible for what took place at the roadblock.
You can be held responsible for not taking precautions. You can be held responsible for gross dereliction of orders in going after Rubenstein at all. And you can be held responsible for neglect of duty and not making a proper investigation into Haiti Bergnaum.
I know everything there is to be known about that girl. Past, present, and future. I know where she's come from, where she's been, and where she's going.
Do you?
Well, what's shown up in the last 24 hours that I don't know about?
I'll tell you that when Nicholas Barker gets back from Berlin.
Just what has he gone to Berlin for?
Do you mind not questioning me, Keene? I've news of another sort for you. You're taking a month on half pay, and you're relieved of all duty here in London. Now keep out of the way. Go fishing or something. You'll report here 1 month from tomorrow morning. You'll probably be posted back to Berlin for routine duty with ANG.
And suppose I refuse to be left out of it? Suppose I carry on after Demetrius on my own bat?
Keene, I'd hate to see you end up in front of a court of inquiry. Have some sense. Get this Bergner girl out of your head. Get Demetrius out of your head. Yes, and for a month you'd better get MI5 out of your head, because they'll be after your scalp if you don't. Well, that's all. Now, clear off. Don't let me hear of you for 4 weeks, you understand?
Oh, you'll hear of me, Colonel. I'm in too deep to stop now. Good night, sir.
No. Yes, Keene, I'm very much afraid we will. Barker comes back from Berlin with the news I think you have. Not going to be too good for you at all. Yeah. Why in the name of fortune did a chap like you had to fall in love with a Bergner girl? That's all I'd like to know. Oh, well. Where's the chap to get a whiskey and soda at this hour?
Can I give you a lift, Major?
Why, yes, Cutts, you can. Get Margaret Ridgeway home, all right?
Oh, I took her where she wanted to go, sir. How did you get on with Colonel Fentress?
Well, officially, I'm out. Back to Berlin next month. Listen, I thought you were going to leave the car at my flat and go home yourself.
Well, I thought I might as well wait and pick you up, sir.
Well, that's decent of you. You'll probably be working with Nick Barker from now on.
Will I?
I told you I'm out this time, definitely.
Well, in that case, I'd better be out too.
No, don't be a fool.
You wouldn't expect to be left on your own now, would you, Major?
They'll have you hired.
Oh, I'm getting a bit fed up with the service anyway.
You're serious, Cuts.
You're not taking a back seat now, you know that. And if you're still going after Demetrius under your own steam, so am I. Look at this.
Hmm? What is it?
I took the liberty of helping myself to a copy of the dossier. I thought it might come in handy like.
Good man.
And I thought you might get back to your flat before I got back from seeing Miss Ridgway home, so I called in at your place. This was waiting for you.
Well, who's it from?
Eustace Manninley.
Manninley, eh? Let's see what it says. I will be at the... Oh, put on the lights, will you, Cuts? I will be at the Cottontail Club in Green Street at 4 o'clock, and I need £20. What's the time? 3:40. Well, what do you say we get going? In the direction of Green Street?
Yes, sir. But this was at your flat, too.
Well, hand it over.
Why don't we go to Green Street first?
Hand it over. Thanks. It's from Hedy. Drive to Harrington Gardens, Cuts.
We don't want to miss Manninley, sir.
We've 20 minutes. We won't miss Manninley. Drive to Harrington Gardens.
Just as you say, Major. Harrington Gardens it is.
So, they killed Rubenstein and you lost them, Keane. Oh, how awful.
You knew I'd gone after them, Hedy.
Colonel Fentress told me. But, Keane, if they really have their loot, as you tell me, they'll go. They'll leave England the same way they came, and you'll never catch them.
Yes, but I'm afraid of. I'm afraid they're already on their way this minute.
Oh, no. No, no, they couldn't be.
Well, what's to keep them here from the moment he arrived in London? In all likelihood, for a long time before, Demetrius has known how to escape from England whenever he wanted to.
But they couldn't go yet. They couldn't just go.
Well, why not? Oh, what's the matter, Hedy? You're as pale as a ghost.
Oh, it's nothing. Oh, Keane, it's been dreadful the last few days, not seeing you, not knowing what's going on. And that cold, cold Colonel Fentress.
I'm as desperate as you are, Hedy. In a few moments, I'm seeing a man with information for me. And if that turns out to be worthless, then, as far as I can see, the game's up.
What sort of information?
He's trying to find out where Yachty Bloom disappears to when he goes in the direction of Hampstead Heath.
What does it matter?
Oh, we've a fair idea he goes to Demetrius's headquarters.
But it still won't matter if Demetrius has Rubenstein's loot and leaves England.
It's the only chance we have left to get our hands on him. Listen, Hedy, what is the matter with you tonight? I've never seen you like this before.
Oh, it's getting the better of me, Keane. Being under suspicion from everyone but you. And never having a chance to clear myself if Demetrius gets away.
If Demetrius goes and you stay, that will clear you, won't it?
Go now, Keane. Please, I can't stand any more of this tonight.
I've still a few minutes before I go to Green Street.
I want to be left alone now. Go now, Keane. Try to understand me.
All right, darling. This is a grim sort of time for all of us. Oh, why did I have to meet you with this affair hanging over all our heads?
But you have, and there's nothing we can do about it now. Keane, if this man you're meeting tonight, if he has good news, ring me and tell me, will you? I must know, darling. I can't bear the suspense. It goes on and on and on, day after day. Will you let me know what happens tonight?
Yes, I'll let you know. Goodbye now, and whatever turns up, I'll telephone you later on.
I do love you, Keane. You know that, don't you?
But I'd like to be shown. Yes. Like this.
I'll be waiting, darling.
Goodbye.
They've killed Rubenstein. And I know the treasure's at the sanatorium, so why haven't I heard from him? He's going to leave me here. He's going to leave me. Oh, somehow I have to get to the sanatorium tonight. I have to. I have to.
See him anywhere, Cuts?
Yeah, there he is, sir. Just coming in. We have to hand it to Mr. Manningley. He must be about the best-dressed informer in London.
Don't make any sign. He's seen us. Yeah. What do you make of that?
Well, I think we might wander over and take a seat at the bar, sir.
You wait here. I'll go over. Well, Manningley, business must be good.
There's a quite perfectly horrible man over there who knows me. Can we make out we're strangers?
That'll be a pleasure. What have you for us?
I said 20 in my note. I've had time to think. The price has gone up. It's 50.
I haven't 50 on me, but you'll get it if I think it's worthwhile. Now, come on, cough up.
Is it a deal at 50?
You've always had it before, haven't you?
Oh, in my line, Major Keene. Careful sort that I am. One always has to be sure.
Do you want to sit here and natter all night, or have you some information?
Oh, dear. Such impatience. All right, then. If you won't woo me. You remember Tony Mazzotti, who used to run the Four Red Feathers Club before someone stabbed him that night?
What about Tony Mazzotti?
He used to trade in dope. I'm charging you 50 to say where he got it.
Where?
From a crooked psychiatrist called Martin Rudolph Bookman, who has a private sanatorium.
Bookman?
At 16 Petunia Road, Hampstead Heath.
Martin Rudolph Bookman, I'd heard that name. And Giotti always disappeared in Hampstead Heath. This time Manningley had really delivered. And within 24 hours, for the first time, we had Demetrius on the run.
Major Keene pays a call at Bookman's Sanatorium in the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.